Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, yeah. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host for tonight's show of the science. Our show is designed to focus in on a natural form and functionality of the human body so that it may achieve what we refer to as optimal health. Our show is designed to educate and provide alternative resources for optimal health, as well as provide you with top quality, unadulterated truth about who you are, how you function, and the functionality of your being. We live in America. This is one of the richest countries in the world, and we spend more money on education than any other country or nation. We can't seem to get this one particular problem right. That's our health situation. It's just not correct, and we suffer more degenerative diseases than anybody on the planet. Our focus for tonight, and we just want to welcome you to IWDM Radio, the science of helping you. And we want to make sure that all of you know the procedures and the processes of our show and how we work and how we function. Those of you who are on the internet, if you want to have a question or if you want to share a comment, you're going to have to text it in unless you want to hang up your telephone and call in to 714-816-4673 and press 1 on your phone. That is the only way you'll be able to speak or get in the studio tonight, is that you call 714-816-4673. And those of you who have already called in, you're in the studio. And if you want to press 1 on your telephone, if we say something to you tonight that particularly resonates with you, or if you have a question that you may want to ask or you want to share a comment, we ask that you press 1 on your phone early on so we can make sure that we can open your mic and have you share what you need to share. Tonight, once again, is one of those nights where we're not going to belabor you with a lot of information, a lot of terminology. We want you to ask questions, and we're going to open up and share with you some things on why everyone who is on this line must have a question tonight, because what I'm about to say is going to generate and create that opportunity for you to have a question. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Rashid Salam, and we have on our show tonight our guest, our reoccurring guest, Ms. Abdul Shahid from the American School of Symptometry. I won't let that bother you tonight. We're going to talk about you. Our show is designed the science of your health, and everybody on this line tonight, they're going to raise their hand. Why? Because we're going to share with you some information that's going to make you raise your hand, or if you don't raise your hand, I guess you'll hang up. Because we're going to share with you pertinent information, information that's dealing with your mental capability, your mental capacity, information pertaining to your food quality, you know, information about the pharmaceutical industry, about the medical industry. We're going to talk about this trick that's been played on most Americans and, quite frankly, what's been played on the world. Well, we're going to specifically deal with us tonight on what happened to us. Why are our communities in the state that they're in? Why are our schools dysfunctional? Why don't we have businesses in our community? And why can't we do good business with each other? Why are our children suffering from malnutrition? And we'll explain what that really means. Why are we eating, you know, just food that doesn't really do anything for our disposition, our being? Why are we not working together to solve some of the problems in the criminal justice system? Why are we experiencing learning disabilities, bipolar? Why we have a crime situation, a violent situation in our own communities? We can't even get married and stay together. We have all of our children, our young men, 70%, as they say, that they legally have done research on, 74% of all African-American children are in a single family household. Now, what does that mean? Most of the time, the guys there, when they say single family, you're not married. Why aren't we marrying our women? Why aren't we doing those particular things that build community life? Why aren't we concerned about how our community is looking, who is working in our community, who is selling in our community? Why are we in this state of flux? I like to call it the matrix. Because we don't even really know that we don't even know. We don't really even know how to answer some of the questions I just brought up. So we're going to take a little bit further tonight. We keep suffering from these degenerative diseases. Everything made up in our communities are fast foods, alcohol, clubs, barbershops, beauty salons, nail places, and we don't own any of them. We don't own the property. We don't own any of them. We don't even have a bank in our community, a credit union in our community that we have an affiliation with that's specifically for us. Ladies and gentlemen, sounds like a big problem, doesn't it? Let's start with the top of our head and work ourselves down to the bottom of our foot, our feet, shall I say. We can start with our eyes. We can start with our brain. We can start with our optometry. We can start with field of dentistry. We can start with our neck, our throat, our heart, our chest, our lung, our kidney. We can go on and on and on and name every single organ in our body. And why are we still suffering from all these diseases and all these dispositions and all these problems that we are experiencing right now? Have we ever asked ourselves the question, why? Why? Air quality, water quality, fresh food quality, liver condition, prostate cancer, breast cancer, kidney cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, throat cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolarism. I hope I'm hitting on something if you want to ask a question tonight, because if you don't have one of these problems, guess what? Somebody in your community has it. Somebody in your family has these problems. Friends, relatives, neighbors, next door. These disabilities that I'm talking about, that's basically what they are. Our food and our thinking processes, our mental condition. We just have to just ask ourselves the question. If we're on the line tonight, I know this is, for some of us, we're fasting. We're going to speak for only an hour and 45 minutes tonight. I went down and checked the East Coast, West Coast, and I found out that about 8:30, you know, we should be getting off the telephone so you can break this fast. I know here in St. Louis it's 8:38. You know, we'll be breaking out fast here. So we're going to be on from 6 o'clock until 7:45. 6 o'clock until 7:45. We'll be able to give everybody a chance to break their fast properly, and while they're listening, get their little water or your date or whatever you're going to use to break your fast with, and you can sit down and have a decent meal and have heard a wonderful program pertaining to you. Here's just one little piece real quick, and I'm going to open the mics, and everyone needs to press one if you're on the line, or if you're not on the line and you have a question on the internet, the ask that you dial or call into 650-669-0458, 650-669-0458. And we want you to leave your question or text your question in or leave a message for a voicemail, and I'll make sure I ask the question to get your information so you can have it answered online. Or you can just call 714-816-4673. Okay, let's get started. Before I bring on Abdul Shaheed, my co-host for tonight's show, let me give you a few things to be concerned about and a few things to take into consideration while we're asking or talking about these issues. We want you to ask questions tonight. We don't want to talk. We want to ask a question, but we don't want to lead in and have us talk about things that we've already talked about. But we're going to talk about things that we have talked about for the last year and a half. We talked about colon disposition. We talked about eggs. We talked about garlic. We even talked about mosquito bites. We've talked about mushrooms and turmeric. We've talked about mega truth about cancer. We talked about heart care. We talked about strokes, dialysis. We discussed the truth about vaccines, and we might as well get it ready because we're about a couple months away from people talking about there's a new virus in town. Get ready to take your shot. So you have an opportunity tonight to basically ask questions now before that time comes, and they scare you to death if you went out there and then somebody give you this jab. And the next thing you know, you're suffering from something like what we find out now after 2 years of vaccines, that people are dying from those vaccine shots, respiratory diseases, muscle disabilities, all kind of factors. They won't even come out and tell you the truth about how many people have passed away because of the vaccine. Ah, it was safe. Now you find it out that it wasn't safe. It was a misnomer. So we talked about elevated PSAs in prostate. We talked about dialysis. We talked about strokes. The truth about peanuts. The cause of hair loss. You know, the types of fruits and vegetables we should be eating. Also, more important, we talked about how food kills. Seizures and worms. Healthy gut. I mean, one that I think we haven't paid enough attention to, you know, with antibiotics. Because antibiotics are usually given to animals. And we can neutralize quite a few things in our body if we don't understand that. We can get the same antibiotic, even though we may not be taking it directly, from the animals who consume them. Mushrooms, ginger, avocados, the silent killer. The silent killer, ladies and gentlemen, called stress. Anxiety, fear, worry. We've had all these particular discussions. Quite frankly, we had a medical school being disseminated information to us for the last year and a half, and some of us will qualify for a nice little certificate. And you could put some of those doctors and practitioners to shame. But what we've been able to teach you, if you did any type of studying, you know that this information is readily available at all times, that you can get and study anytime you want to. We talked about water. We've talked about meats, turkey, chicken, processed food. Ladies and gentlemen, they have now came out, and you have to be careful. Pork modified beef. We had it like that. I don't eat pork. I eat beef. Where are you getting your beef from? Do you understand the little white packet, all that little paper that lays on the beef, what it's made out of, and potentially if it's stuck to your meat when you cook it, what toxic chemicals are in it? Have you ever thought about that? Or we just do things and not worry about it because you're hungry. You want to eat packaged processed food that we give our children all the time in the sandwiches, cookies, cakes, treats, honey buns, candy. Nutmeg is in it. Do you know what nutmeg is? We even put it in our potato pie. In most cases, something we put in our bean pies as well. Should our children be eating cereal of any type? What's in it? You ever heard of yellow dye number 10 and red dye number 4? I tell you, we have a good program tonight. Start pressing 1 right now. We need to know about the dyes. We need to know what the food feed that they feed animals that we eat, the preservatives, the herbicides, the fungicides, the pesticides, insecticides. Oh, I'm not giving you too much tonight. I just want you to understand something. How can you allow me to speak? The only thing you can do is hang up. Because you have to ask the question because you know don't know how these things affect our disposition, our being, how it affects your health and you. More importantly, how it affects your children and your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, and aunts, uncles, friends, relatives. Come on. Nobody tells you, don't go to the doctor and get what I'm saying today. I mean, even though I'm not considering myself a doctor, but what doctor has ever told you and shared with you all these particular things in the course of your time that you've been with that doctor? He ever told you about herbicides and pesticides in your beef and all your food and the fish? Now we have salmon that's no longer what we consider real salmon. We wonder why we have cancer. We wonder why we have mental health issues, because if you're not taking in proper nutrients for your body, what kind of thinking process do we have? Are we just remembering stuff and repeating stuff like robots? Don't forget William Shockley said that by the time the 21st century rolled around, that people would be walking around acting like they would be drunk and would have had nothing to drink. Did you hear me, ladies and gentlemen? This was a prediction back in 1970. William Shockley, Stanford University, said in the 21st century, people will be walking around acting like they're drunk and would have had nothing to drink. The mindset of these people, the disposition of these people, the shock to the system of these people, the nervous system off balance, the trauma, the misinformation, the disinformation. Who is talking to us about this? And why are you running from yourself? Why don't you want to face it? Why don't you want to accept it? That none of us are well. None of us are well. Something happened to us, and we need to find out. We need to get on this program on Tuesdays and call our friends and our family members and get into these discussions called what happens after the program. You can sit down and talk to your children now because you got something you can talk to them about that's meaningful, that you can address, that you understand. You can have a conversation with your neighbors because of what you're learning about yourself and how you think and how you function. And you know one thing you'll do? You'll keep your mouth closed, because guess what? Most of the time, we don't even know what we're talking about. We just run it off in the mouth and babble with no substance to it at all, and don't even realize that there's no substance to it at all. That's okay, because we all find ourselves in a situation. We are now uncovering the scheme that's preventing our development, our education, our information. We're uncovering the scheme now, because now we have someone who's done the research, someone who's sharing with us information about our disposition, about our bodies, and how it works. And all of a sudden now, we're getting better. Those of you who are not hard-headed, those of you who have your master's degrees and your PhDs and you think you got it like that, and I'm not talking about you. I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter. If you don't understand the inner workings of your human self, if you don't understand the science and makeup of who you are, I don't care what kind of degree you got. It don't matter. What do you call success? It don't matter. If you don't have the ability to think and use your intelligence, if you don't know what a human being is and you're not being human, it doesn't matter. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the mic. I ask you to press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone, and let's find out about our disability. Let's have a discussion about our disability. With that, I'm going to stop and drop the mic. I know you said too much, and I hope I didn't disappoint anybody, and I hope I didn't hurt anybody's feelings. But so I pray God forgive me that I had no intention to have hurt anybody's feelings, but the truth is the truth. And the truth shall set you free. And sometimes the truth hurts. It hurts me just to say it. It hurts me to recognize that what I've done to my children as I raised them, how ignorant I was to what I was putting in their body. And whatever disability and deficiency they have, I can't blame nobody but myself. But right now I do have enough system to where I can go back and correct some of those things, because they're still here. There's still opportunity for them to grow and develop. And that's one of the things that scare me as I bring Abdul Shaheed to the mic. We talked last week about the sub-replacement fertility rate. Sub-replacement fertility rate. That's a question. I'm saying all these things to give you an opportunity to ask a question. You have a number of things to ask a question about. But if you don't ask the question or don't want to know what the sub-replacement fertility rate is, then pretty much we can forget it as an ethnic group, because that is the primary reason things are happening in this country the way they're happening right now, because someone's afraid that we are going to be the majority instead of the minority. All right. Abdul Shaheed, my good brother, Ed Mubarak, to you. And I just want to open your mic, and I hope I didn't say too much.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. I hope I didn't say too much, but it's time. You know, and I don't want to beat anybody
up. Set the stage, as always.
Yes, sir. I just want people to ask the questions that they need to ask so we can begin to have a conversation. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 questions already from the internet. But let's tell everybody who you are, what you are, and where you're calling from, my good brother, and give the audience the greeting.
Yes. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this afternoon, this evening. And for allowing our listeners to be here with us, give us another opportunity to share information about symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. I'm a certified symptometry health coach. What does that mean? Certified symptometry health coach. Not like a regular health coach. Not like a regular coach, even. Brother and sister, we do not take care of our body. We won't be around long. What is a human being? All these things, symptometry have answered these questions. What is a human being? A human being is a high-maintenance biological organism, high-maintenance. And we are energy-dependent. We depend on energy. We must always be producing the energy that we're using. If not, we're going to run out. The moment we run out, that's when we make our transition to the next world, to the next life. So symptometry has made us aware of all of these things on planet Earth. Even though we are created to live here, there's many predators. It's very toxic, and it's very adversary. This is the land of the opposites, Brother Rashid. The Almighty has warned us and said everything he created in pairs. So this is the land of the opposites. It's opposite for everything. And we get sidetracked, think everything is good, that's natural. Well, that's a component of natural. That have negative energy in it. And that's what we are. So many of these things that we share are very obvious, but no one has brought these obvious things right in our face to our attention. So our body cannot lie, Brother Rashid. You know that? Our body is designed where it cannot tell a lie. The person in the body can tell a lie, but the body cannot. So every time we disobey the laws of physics, the rules to health, any of these things, our body will warn us, letting us know we're veering off the paradigm of what's normal. We're not supposed to have diseases. It is only because we're not paying attention and we are making mistakes. And no one has brought our attention to these mistakes. This is what symptometry is. It is a support system for ourselves, in our DNA. Plants have evolved to the point where they protect their DNA. They protect their DNA, Brother Rashid, with poison. All plants on planet Earth produce poison, even the ones we look through the ink every day. They produce poison to protect their DNA. They're not thinking about us eating them. They want to thrive for longevity, too, and they're good at it. They're very good at it. So they produce poison to protect their DNA. Their nutrients and their resources are mixed with the poison. But in a human, we must isolate our nutrients and resources from poison. We have no enzyme to digest poison. This is why we must pay attention to what we eat, what we drink, and what we use as product on our skin, our hair, our nails, the bathing soap we use, the chemicals in our home that we use. All these things will expose us to diseases, and we don't even think about them. We'll spray a bug in our house and stand over the bug and breathe the fumes, inhale the fumes. On a genetic level, that bug and a human, there's not a big difference on the genetic level. It has DNA, you have DNA. It has RNA, you have RNA. It has chromosome, you have chromosome. So when that DNA is compromised in the bug, that's why the bug dies. Same thing about you. You're breathing in no fume and toxins from the bug spray, and your DNA will be compromised and fragmented as well. It won't kill you right away, but over time, you're going to produce a disease. These are things that we must know about on this planet, how to avoid, prevent diseases. This is what Syntoma is all about. So we were a student at the American School of Syntoma, Brother Rashid, and our eyes have been opened. The veil has been lifted. Because if you don't take care of your health and become responsible for your health, you're going to have a mental illness. Because the brain is connected with everything else in the body through the blood. Blood is the connected tissue that connects everything in our body. So a disease anywhere will sooner or later become a mental illness. This is why we must reverse the condition, cure the illness, cure the disease. And it's up to each and every person that has one to become disease-free. That must be an objective for all of us so we can become the very best possible human being on this planet. There's enough crazy people running around, and nobody doing anything about it. So allopathic medicine, Brother Rashid, has had almost 2,000 years to correct these problems. They have not done it, and they will not do it. So no point in us waiting for them. Nobody is coming, brothers and sisters, to save us. This is the lesson today. No one is coming. We must take full responsibility. We must accept full responsibility for our own life on this planet that we've been gifted with. And the only way for us to enjoy this life is to take care of our body, because this body affords us to have life on this planet. Without one, we're going to make a transition.
Right.
If you don't take care of the body won't be able to take care of us. It's going to disintegrate and fall apart as we try to live in it. We are not our body. We are the energy housed in it. In order for us to be here, we must have one. The moment this thing falls apart and lose all its energy, it must be energized to work. It must be energized. Without energy, you're gone. You make your transition. We're energy-dependent. Biological organisms are high maintenance, not low maintenance. That's something that we must do 24 hours a day. We must plan ahead. We eat food. It leaves debris in our system, all 11 of them. Every time we eat food, there's something left behind. Who are there to carry out your garbage? No one but you. If you don't remove the concretion, it's going to mix with the water that we're made of, and it's going to be turned into sludge. Everybody can imagine a dirt road. Played on many of them as a youngster. Dirt road. When it rained, sludge, mud. The car would get stuck in it. It would be the same kind of product covering your cell membrane, your organ, your tissue, the creps, the membrane, everything will be covered with sludge if you don't remove the debris after eating. But nobody's teaching you how to do it. Your doctor don't know. They don't know. So if the cells are not able to be nourished, how can they keep you healthy? They cannot. How would they receive the resources that they need to function properly? They won't receive them. They'll be blocked from receiving them. And then we're eating food, Brother Rashid, that we should not be eating. No one has to tell us. Our body is telling us every time we eat it. And we're saying to them, I said, well, no, I knew I shouldn't have eaten that. I knew I shouldn't have done that. But you did it anyway. See, a human being is a creature, even though after he has the truth and know that what's true, he doesn't have to act up on it. He can choose not to. He can choose not to. So what is health, Brother Rashid? Health is reward to the person who decides to make up his mind and do what the cells need to have done, to eat what the cells is saying, this is what I need from you. If we take care of the needs of the cell will reward us with good health. That's the only way it works. If you eat what you want to eat and drink what you want to drink, and it doesn't disagree with the needs of the cell, you're going to have a disease. How plain can we make it, Brother Rashid?
Well, you can't make it any plainer than that, my good brother. You know,
as we said earlier in the program, this program is for you. And we want you to ask questions, please. No matter what the situation is, I read off a laundry list full of information and things that I know if you don't have one of these calls, you know somebody who does. So let's just take a minute and just really pay attention to what's being said tonight. You know, there's just so much a concern that we have about the mental health condition of our people, the physical health condition of our people, the oral health. We have so many issues with our people that it's amazing that we don't take the time out to pay attention to ourselves, you know. And I always say this term, know thyself, not know thyself. If you take the F off, we're still saying the same thing, know thyself. All we are is 200 cell types. All we are is 75 to 100 trillion cells. And we don't even want to know the makeup of this thing we walk around with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, I know I may be hurting some people. You know, I know I may be hurting some people's feelings because it seems like we're coming down on someone. But I have a grave concern about our children.
Yes,
about
do.
Our grandchildren. So we don't learn, how do we expect to teach our children and how do they expect to teach their children? So once again, let's go back to that statement I made earlier. You don't know what to know with the term of sub-replacement fertility rate. You don't really want to know that by you not knowing how to survive, by you not knowing how to have generational health, that you'll never have generational wealth. Therefore,
never.
We won't even be here anyway. So the longevity of our African-American community is what I'm concerned about. Our males, our females, what we don't know, how we're functioning, what we're eating, what we're looking like. I have classes that I teach. And this young ladies in my class, I have never in my life seen so many women, I mean, just walking around like balloons. They're just blowing up all over the place. And they want to say something. They don't know what to do or how to do it. And I don't want to just get on their case and start saying some things. So I have to kind of indirectly try to share with them information. This does not make sense when we have 12- and 13-year-old kids with onset diabetes. This doesn't make
sense.
It doesn't. You know, we don't even know that we're eating herbicides, that we're eating fungicides, we're eating pesticides, we're eating insecticides. We don't even know the quality of the soil that the food we eat, where it came from.
Exactly.
You know, Mexico will put into the soil things that are banned all across this world, and the pesticides. And we eat food from Mexico.
And they're shipping right
Honduras.
Over here. We eat it. We consume
Honduras.
It.
And my fact, the real world, we talked about China last week. How in the world would we want to buy anything from China? Anything.
When they're trying to kill all of us.
Yes. I mean,
they're
good at it. They are absolutely
good
at it. When you can take black pepper and make mud pellets and then sell it to me as black pepper, you know goodwill you do. You know, these little bitty pellets that we think is black pepper. It's not pepper.
Yes.
I mean, pork modified beef, Abdul. I mean, most of the people on the line may not even be Muslim. But guess what? You may be eating pork and don't even know it through the modified food that they have on the table. You know, it's just a shameful situation that we find ourselves in. When just 3 months ago, they killed 1 million turkeys, 500,000 chickens. Why? Because they carry diseases that was unfit for human consumption. And I say this, you know how you cut off the good part of the meat and take the diseased part and throw it away? Guarantee you're still in the market. It's still
exactly.
in the marketplace.
They just grind it up.
Yeah. You know, process it and so forth and so on.
Yep.
So I have a question here. Let me have a couple of questions that have come through on the internet. And those of you who just joined us, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health for you. And we're talking about you. We talk about your scientific health. We talk about your disposition. We talk about who you are, what you are, and how we made up. We walk around with these bodies every single day and don't know how they work. We talk about the 11 systems throughout the time that we've been on the air. Each one of the systems are interconnected, integrated, interrelated. And if
absolutely.
One is out of pocket, guess what? The rest of them are out of pocket. We talked about three nervous systems. Who in the world knew we had three nervous systems? What doctor are you talking to? Who is your doctor? If he don't talk to you, the manner which you get. I mean, the last year and a half, we have made every doctor that you know look pitiful because of the information that we're sharing about you. And nobody want to correct the diabetes and the high blood pressure, the kidney, the dialysis machines that are popping up all over our community.
All over the place in our community.
Yes, it doesn't make any sense. You know, so we
in
want
some
you to
small
raise your
town,
hand.
Brother Rashid, have five or six of those places for dialysis
yes,
clinic. In one little small town.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And now you mess with my salmon. You mess with my fish now. Salmon is no longer salmon. You
right.
know, beef is no longer beef. Chicken is no longer chicken. Now, I know everybody heard that the FDA just approved chicken being produced in a laboratory out of cells.
In a laboratory. Laboratory meat. They've probably been doing it, Brother Rashid. They're just
yes,
making it official.
Yeah,
yes.
there you go. Slowly
making
into the marketplace. They've been cloning chickens and turkeys and you know, and all different types of modifications for the longest. You know, when they talk, a long time ago, I remember I was reading the article in Reader's Digest, and the article said, if you weren't paying $35 to $40 a pound for beef, you're not eating real beef. I mean, I thought these people were crazy. You know, $30 for a pound of beef, you're not eating real beef? So I never asked the question, well, what am I eating? Now we know.
Exactly.
Tell
wow.
me you know the rest of the story. Vision problem, prostate cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, kidney cancer, colon cancer, lung, throat. And we've talked about every single one of them that they all are preventable
everyone.
On this show. On this show. And we come
and
back
we're
by
at the top of the list. We're at the
yes.
top of the list in every category.
At every category. By 20, cancer is the fifth, what they say, the most, a disease that causes the most deaths, they rank fifth. They say by the time 2030 roll around, cancer will be number one.
Yes.
And the question, how and why is my question. How can you make that determination? How can you say that? And most of the time, they're 99.9% correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I have a four questions or so, and I'm asking those of you who are in the studio right now. If something is wrong with you, if something is wrong with one of your children or one of your grandchildren, if something wrong with one of your nieces, nephews, and aunts, if something's wrong with you in any shape, form, or fashion, your next-door neighbor, arthritis, diabetes, any of those questions, you can get a clear, concise answer tonight on how to eliminate this from your health. I mean, yo, I don't care what it is. Vision.
Absolutely.
Come on. Anything you want to come up with, just ask the question just to test it, brother. Just test it. Come up with something. We are responsible when you have a
That's
friend
right.
of yours who you know is ill, a relative who is ill, and someone gives you the answer, and you don't at least bite them on the phone. Say, man, tune in to the station right now. What is it called, a WIFM? What's in it for me? Tune in and just listen, and you get the answer to all your problems, including your mental health issues, which most of us, and I'm going to say this one more time, we have to accept this fact that none of us are well. I don't care what we do. You know, I don't care what we did to you practice. I don't care what you want to call it. We're not well mentally.
That's right.
We're not well mentally. And I'm not saying you're crazy. You know, I'm not saying anything like that. But we have some issues. Where can we really be? What dimension can we really be in if we were healthy?
Absolutely. That's an amazing thing. Just imagine if we were healthy. Just imagine, Brother Rashid, if we knew what it takes to nourish the brain.
Yes, sir. We don't even know what level.
We send our children to school, but they're not prepared for learning. Now, how are they supposed to learn if they're not prepared?
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure that the brain is nourished every morning. The food that most people feed on their children do not nourish their brain.
Yeah, they got their processed turkey, their processed bologna, their processed chicken, and all the processed burgers that they eat in school.
Loaded with toxic metal.
Don't talk about the cereal. Ladies and gentlemen, you know for a fact you give your children cereal. And some of you still eat cereal, you know?
With milk.
Red, yellow dye, red dye, you know, the feed. I mean, the preservatives is in the food that we eat. I mean, the chemical makeup of half the food.
Yeah.
And they already told you, we have altered genetically all of it. What are we eating? You say, what are you eating? Then you have to ask yourself the question, what are you thinking? So with that, we got a couple people who have raised their hand, and I have four questions from the internet that I want to share. But let me take one of the questions in the queue right now. This is 219-617. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Yes.
219-617. Your mic is open. I hear you, but I don't hear you. Can you speak up?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We
hear you
now. Very clear. Yes, sir.
Okay, now, I always believe in the concept of what you don't know can hurt you and also can destroy you. Now, as I come into more information, which is power, now, I'm running into certain doctors like Dr. Bobby Price and this guy that was with the Christian Information of Islam, Tahuti Magra, another vegetarians and vegans. I want to know, listening to you, because there's so much information. I have become a vegan or a vegetarian. I mean, even when coming at you, got to still make alterations in your thinking. Man, I'll be growing. If I listen to you, you know, I want to know what information can you give out, or what books to get, or what type of menu that you would prescribe. Because there's so much information, I'm intoxicated.
Yes, sir.
What I'm trying to
do
now, I have to digest. You know, some of the things I'm hearing, you know.
Yes, sir. Makes sense. It definitely makes sense. So the question that you're asking is, what information is available to give you a categorized manner in which to process the information that we're teaching, number one. Number two, you're looking at, listen to other people speak. I do know about Dr. Bobby, Dr. Price. He's a doctor.
Yes, sir. And I always run into the guy that Donald with a scientific way of eating things, you know. And that was one of my questions. I don't want to hold you up because I know there's a lot of people kind of in information. Just from that alone, you know, where do I go to if you understand it?
You know, where can I research that, what I'm doing now, trying to make changes? Those are excellent questions, Brother
Rashid. Excellent question.
Hang on one question. Hang on one second here. Did I lose you? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, he's still here. We're all still here.
Okay, so so the question that you were asking was pertaining to how you digest all the information that you're hearing. Here's one thing I just want you to pay attention to. No matter who is speaking, no matter what books you're reading, if they're not talking about the living cell, then they're off point. I'll let Abdul Shaheed share with you a little bit more about what I'm trying to say. But it's so important that we realize that we're talking about cells. 200 cell types, 75 to 100 trillion cells, And I've listened to the read some of anything that's out there from any organization out there, and nobody has ever addressed the makeup of who we are as a human being, and that is the cell. Abdul Shaheed, do you want to share with us a little bit?
Yes. It seems like the sound is breaking up on us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can hear you now. It sounds like it's breaking up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was still on. I'm listening to you on the cell, on my wife's cell, and I thought I had cut off. But even about the cell.
You sound much better now.
What site to go to, how could I start, you know.
Great question.
Excellent question. And well, Charlie, we have some feedback too.
The information that you have out, how can I get this information? Where can I start? Where should I start?
Before we get off the air, we're going to give our contact information. This must be the first time. Sound like you have two mics open. Need to close one of them. Yeah, you have two mics open. That's why we have the feedback. Yeah, this sounds like the first time you've been listening to us. Because after every program, before we get off the air, we always leave our contact information. We also refer a person to we also refer a website for people to go to. And we also refer several books. Health is all about taking care of the needs of ourselves. That's where health comes from. Health is a reward that comes from ourselves. If the person talking to you about health, they do not mention cells, they do not mention DNA, they do not mention blood impurities, don't listen to them. The information that they are sharing with you is misinformation. Misinformation. And no one can make you healthy but you. You have the body, we all have one, it is our responsibility to take care of it, to learn what the cells need. And give it to them. What kind of water does the cell require? What kind of food does the cell require? What kind of beverages? What kind of sugar, starch, protein, fats, and oil? All food is not the same. All beverages are not the same. All fruits are not the same. People want to pigeonhole themselves as vegan and vegetarian. They think plants are innocent. Plants are not innocent. All plants on planet Earth produce poison. What are you doing to neutralize the poison before you eat them? Plants have evolved on this planet. The purpose of plants on this planet is to purify the air that we can eat a few of them. That's second. That comes second, secondary. The primary function of plants on planet Earth, all of them, is to purify the air. If you cannot breathe the air, you won't be eating anything. I hope you understand what we're saying here. It is the cell that's in charge of our health. The person's mind must be in alignment with what the cells need. That's the first alignment. And there's another alignment. The gene must be in alignment with the DNA. And there's another alignment. The DNA must be in alignment with the three RNAs. If those alignments are smashed, the communication is smashed, the cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. This is why the whole world is sick now, because allopathic medicine does not remove the product or the factor of the aging that caused the disease. It's still in the person's body. They are just mitigating symptoms. I hope you understand what we're saying here. It's very urgent that people become fully responsible for their own health and learn scientific verifiable information. Most of us have been misinformed and miseducated when it comes to our health. We have doctors and PhDs and all the other different degrees, but we know absolutely nothing about how the human body functions. You can't pigeonhole yourself to be a vegetarian or vegan. A vegan or vegetarian will never be optimally healthy on this planet, never. Plants are incomplete protein. And no one ever, I guarantee no one ever mentioned that to you. Plants are incomplete protein. Human beings need complete protein. What's the difference between complete protein an incomplete protein. You don't know. This is science. So we're going to give a website. We're going to give our contact information, because we must begin to enforce scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living on this planet. Must use science. If we don't use science, then we are chaotic eating and cooking and living, chaotically. That's what it means. You cannot be healthy on this planet cooking your food chaotically and eating chaotically and willy-nilly doing what you think is the right thing to do. It's not about what we think. It's about what we know as science, selecting our food scientifically, because food kills. And the human being has a dilemma. If you eat food, you're going to be sick. If you don't eat food, you're going to die of starvation. Now, what are you to do?
Right.
That's a question for all of us. We have to eat the food with the least amount of health disruptors. There's health disruptors in all food. We live on planet Earth. Third law of physics means the law of opposites. Understand what that means. There's positive and negative in everything that Mother Nature produced, even the food that we're eating. There's both positive and negative, risk and benefits. Now, it's our responsibility to minimize the risk, the negativity that's in the food, that's in the water, that's in the beverages, the fruits. There's no perfect food for us to consume. Every time we eat something, there's going to be debris and garbage left behind. I can explain what caused it, but that's not the big deal right now. The big deal is making you aware of this, and that's something that you have to do after you eat food. You have to remove the garbage that's being produced. If you do not remove the garbage, here's what happens. In order to keep the blood circulating, flowing, the garbage will be absorbed by the organs, that is the heart, the lung, the kidney, the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, the brain, the skin. I hope to get the picture. Must absorb all of this garbage, debris, and sludge just to keep the blood circulating. So if you don't remove the garbage, you're going to have a disease, because the cell would not have nutrients. They'll be deficient of nutrients and resources. It takes nutrients and resources to produce the energy that we depend upon. We are energy dependent. I already said that earlier. A human being is a high-maintenance biological individual, a biological creature, and it depends on energy. We must always produce the energy that we are using. For me, in order for me to speak to you, it takes energy to speak. And I'm using a lot of energy because of the way I speak to get people's attention. I use a lot of energy every day. That means I must know how to produce energy. And that's come from the food that we're eating. That substance that produces energy that our cell must burn for energy, the fuel, is called glucose. The combustion of glucose. There again, that's a process that leaves a lot of garbage and debris behind. When you burn a house down, you see all the debris flying everywhere. When you burn anything, wood, you see debris. Same thing happened in our body, brother and sister. The starch, okay, the sugar, turn into glucose. Glucose must be burned by the mitochondria and turn into energy. And I'm sharing with you what happened, and nobody ever explained it. And all that debris goes everywhere. If we do not remove the debris, it turns into inflammatory debris, inflammation. You heard that word. If you don't remove the debris, it mixes with 94% water that we're made up of and turns into sludge. How the cells are going to be nourished when the membrane are covered with sludge? Things will begin to shut down as we age. You have to remove these things. And there's blood impurities, toxic metal everywhere, in the air, in the water. No, we're not going to have to go through rehash all of that. But the fact of the matter is, that's something that we have to do, the maintenance and upkeep. We're not doing it. That is the problem. People talk to you about health, and they never mention maintenance and upkeep, repair, work that you have to do.
Right.
Okay. Every single day. What?
Yes, sir. If you can just push one on your phone and get out of the queue. If you have another question after this, we're going to try to get to some other callers real quick. Please go press one again. Press one to get out of the queue. Press one to get back in if you have another question. All right, we'll be talking with you real soon. I hope we're able to share some information for you. But you will have access to the website. You will have access to the books. You will have phone numbers that you can call. And I always say,
yes,
you know, to take a deep breath and relax, and let everything else that came before this concept, just put it to the side, because they're not talking about sex. They're not talking about how to treat and manage yourself. And we can't stress this enough. Until we understand that, know thyself, take the F off. That's what they didn't share with us, knowing ourselves. When we get that part down, okay, our brain function, every other part of our body will begin to function in ways that we've never thought of before, naturally. So that's one of the key elements. So we do have another call here I got four calls from the internet so far. So
excellent.
One of the questions, somebody was listening, you spoke about the silent killer, and I'm trying to figure out what that is or what they are. Which is crazy. Just probably. So the silent killer, you know, I always say two things. So finances that we never pay attention to, and there's a silent enemy as well called taxation and inflation. You know, so
exactly.
We have a physical silent enemy. So before we go,
and an invisible one too, and an invisible one.
Yeah, the silent killer, real quick for this young lady. She must be an adolescent.
Yeah, it's a silent killer. It's the negative energy that
yes,
comes
sir.
From stress and strain. You know, the stress that we're under, it is very stressful living on this planet. So if you do not produce a certain neurotransmitter, you will not be able to mitigate stress. The neurotransmitter is called norepinephrine and serotonin. You must produce those neurotransmitters to deal with the stress that we have, we're all under. Stress trickles down to the cell as negative energy. And what will negative energy do? It will remove nutrients from the cell. It will cause the cell to be dehydrated. It will cause the cell not to have nutrients. It will eliminate nutrients. Nutrients is what our cells use to produce energy. Our cell requires energy and resources. Nutrients and resources. The ions are nutrients. Or just like little atoms. Atoms colliding and exploding, producing the tangent of energy. And there's 33 different tangents of energy. And the largest branch of energy is force. These are things that make our body operate. They are unseen. So the human being has two components. One you can see and one you cannot. And most of those diagnostic machines that your doctor has cannot even see what we're talking about, let alone try to do something about them. So stress is the silent killer because it is negative energy that will dehydrate the cell and eliminate nutrients from the cell. What can the cell do if there's no water in it, the cytoplasm? It will not function properly. What can the cell do without nutrients and resources? Absolutely nothing. Since they won't be able to do nothing, since they are in charge of your health will be denied. They reward health to the person that's making the right decision. So if you have stress in your life, you have to have a way to minimize the stress. Stress is negative energy. You must convert it to positive energy. If someone have hurt you in the past, you have to forgive them. You have to release that negativity. You cannot heal with negative energy running rampant in the human body. You cannot do it. You can only heal with positive energy. Now, that should make some sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You don't have to be a scientist to figure that out. So
absolutely.
That's why stress is a solid killer. It shut down everything in the body. Stress causes the blood pressure to go up. person under stress, you get bad news, right away your blood pressure change. Isn't that amazing? The effect on the endothelium cells that line the walls of the blood vessel by something that's invisible. Can't measure it. Can't see it. That's why it's called the silent killer.
Yes, sir.
It can make a person have a stroke or heart attack out of nowhere.
Okay.
So that certain neurotransmitter we have to produce in order to deal with stress, in order to deal with grief, you just can't take a drug. There's certain things the body must produce. Our body produce everything. Our cell produce everything. They manufacture everything it needed to keep us on a paradigm of what's normal. Stress, grief, trauma, all these things that produce negative energy in us, and we should minimize the negativity. That's what we have to do in order to be optimal, in order to become optimal and healthy.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you said the right word at the end that for the next question. And the next question is, 2 weeks ago you talked about generational and historical trauma. And how can you tie this into the nervous system, the three nervous systems that you discussed? Now, somebody's been paying attention. Think about this. Very few people know there's three nervous systems. And very few people realize how deep the rabbit hole is when it comes to stress. You know, we talk about generational stress. We talk about historical stress. We talk about stress in your community. We talk about Jim Crow. We talk about all these particular things. And we haven't even got to the stress of being not having a job, just going to being black in America, trying to, you know, participate and work in this system. This prevalence, this negativity that you're talking about right now, this young lady asked a perfect question. So she wanted to know, how does generational stress and historical stress apply to today's time with the stress that we're already experiencing every day?
Excellent question.
What does it do to the body? I'm sorry. What does it do to the body was the last part. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. It caused the body to be compromised because the body would not be able to function properly. And there again, nutrients would be eliminated from the cells. Nutrient would be eliminated from the cell. Therefore, we must know how to deal with stress. And not only that, all of the generation of stress that we've been under for hundreds of years.
Yes.
And we have not gotten any therapeutic help from anywhere, from nowhere. So we just keep passing this on. We keep passing it on until we deal with it, Brother Rashid, and our listener, our caller, until we deal with what has happened to our people, face it squarely, and learn to minimize all of the concretion that's been passed through our brain in the food that we eat, in the water that we drink. This is what has to happen. This is why it's imperative for us to optimize our health in order for our body to produce everything that's needed for us to eliminate all the generational traumas. How do you deal with the trauma? Because trauma also one of those things that would eliminate nutrients from our brain, from our body. This is why we must learn about scientific eating, cooking, and living on this planet. So if we optimize our health by modifying our diet, modifying our lifestyle, we can't turn to drugs. We can't turn to alcohol and all these things. We can't turn to all these various addictions to remove the trauma. We have to focus on health of all of our cells. And when we have children, we pass the trauma and all this foolishness on to them. This is what happened. The mother is not trying to eat the correct food and try to find out what generation of things that were passed on to her so she don't make the same mistakes that her parent made, that the mother made. There's blood impurities circulating in the mother's blood that are going to affect the baby before the baby even gets here. Those blood impurities could be ionized. We now have the method to ionize those blood impurities from the mother's blood. If the mother have a fungus in her body, toxic from fungus, if the mother even had a venereal disease during her lifetime, the discretions and all those things that were left behind by that venereal disease must be cleared from her blood. All of the blood impurity would be transferred to the baby before the baby even is born. The baby have an enzyme deficit. How is it going to be healthy when it comes time to be birthed? How is the baby going to be healthy with an enzyme deficit? You cannot be. It's not going to happen. These are the things that we have to do to remove generational trauma from our body. We must become the very best possible human being on this planet. That means nourishing all of the 75 trillion cells, removing the poison and the toxic, producing neurotransmitter. These three especially, acetylcholine. In order to produce that, we must produce an enzyme called acetylcholine esterase to remove old acetylcholine. Then you must produce norepinephrine to mitigate stress. Then you have to produce serotonin for determination, for good sleep at night. Melatonin must be produced for sound sleep so the body can repair itself as we sleep with an enzyme surplus. These are the things that we have to do. We have to begin to pay attention to everything and stop making those simple mistakes that our parents passed on to us. That's part of the generational trauma. They passed on mistakes to us. They didn't know better. They did the best they could, and we cannot blame them. Now we're in the driver's seat. What are we going to do to change the situation?
Yes, sir.
Every disease we cure in ourselves, Brother Rashid, we take it out of the gene pool. We remove the fault line, so to speak. So we don't keep passing these things on to the coming generation.
Yes, sir.
If we become disease-free, we will have no diseases to pass on. Our brain will be functioning as it should be.
You know, so let me just say this. This is IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Talam, your host for tonight's show of The Science of Health to You. And we have Abdul Shaheed, one of the students, professors at the American School of Symptometry. We're not going to try to focus in on anything else other than proper education. We're not trying to sell you a product. We're trying to tell you how to sell yourself to yourself.
Yes.
It's just so important that we grasp and understand that healthy plants mean healthy people, and we cannot raise a strong generation of people on weak soil. And we there is the weak soil that produces weak plants, and the animals eat these impure plants, and then guess what? We eat the animals, and therefore sick soil, sick plants, sick people. Sick soil, sick plants, sick people. And then I think the key word is the fact that eating scientifically, everybody should have been pushing one on their phone. What in the world are you talking about eating scientifically? What does that consist of? See, sometimes we listen and we get excited because we can't process this information. But we don't ask enough questions. We want you to ask questions. This is your day today. The lines are open up for you, not to comment. It's lined up so you can ask questions about things that matter to you in your health. Also, your friends, your relatives, your children, your grandchildren. If you don't know what to say to them, how are they going to continue this whole thing? Here we go with generational trauma. We're continuing this method. You know, it's the old thing about the word message. If you don't get the message, you're going to be a mess. That's what's in the word message. Let's get the message. Let's listen. Let's push one on your phone. This is IWDM Radio, the science of helping you, and we're here for you, and we're focusing on the natural form of functionality of the human body to achieve this one thing we call optimal health, understanding the importance of cell maintenance, understanding the cell, the importance of body maintenance, which he's talking about. It's just like an automobile. If you don't change the oil, what happens? It gets sluggish. You're the same way. So we have another question here, another hand raised. But Abdul, I'm just getting really excited. So we got about 15 minutes, about 20, 25 minutes left. So we shut down for those who are fast and to make sure you get a chance to break your fast properly without having to worry about all this wonderful information. You can process it while you break your fast. And those of you who have not raised your hand, we ask that you raise, push one on your phone. I know we've said a lot of things tonight, and we always say a lot of things. We're trying to streamline it down to specifics, but if you don't ask the question, we're going to give you a broad spectrum of information.
Absolutely.
So ask questions
that works.
About your knee that hurt when you got up this morning. You know, maybe you had phlegm in your body that you never had before. What is that coming from? What did you do? What about your child? What about your grandchildren? What about that candy that they're eating with nutmeg in it? Do you know what's in nutmeg? Do you know what nutmeg does to the human body? And we know we love it because we put it in our potato pies. We put it in our beef. We put it in everything. It's in sweets. It's in pastries. It's in candy. It's in liquids. It's in pickles. It's everywhere. But what is nutmeg to the human body? That's a question for one of you to raise your hand and ask tonight. I hope you do. But here's another question real quick before we take a call from the Internet. And herbalists and chemists and agriculturalists, what's the difference and how do they factor into providing good scientific information?
Hey, did she say, the question about herbalists?
Herbalists and chemists and agriculturalists, how do they fit into optimal health and what should we be paying attention to? The best science, but we're going to let you answer that one. Go ahead. The best science.
Well, hey, this is how I'm going to answer that question about the herbalists. There's many herbalists coming to Centometry to have their Parkinson disease cured.
Wow.
They're trembling.
Yep.
There's many herbalists coming to Centometry to reverse Alzheimer's disease.
Hmm.
There's many herbalists coming to Centometry to reverse hypertension, diabetes. What plant or herb you know of that cures diabetes?
No,
it doesn't exist. There's no food that cures diseases. There's some food that mitigates some symptoms. In order to cure the disease, the product, the factor of the agent that's causing the disease must be found and removed. Allopathic medicine, herbalists, they leave the product, the factor of the and the agent still in the person's body. So they're treating symptoms, brother and sister.
Okay.
And the chemists depend on what are they producing. What the chemists can produce things that can benefit our health. They also can produce new chemicals that can destroy our health. So if we live on planet Earth. Planet Earth is a place of opposites. It depends on how are you going to use the knowledge. You can use the knowledge for good, for benefit, and you can use the knowledge for evil, for bad things, for negative things. The same atom you can use to produce an atom bomb. That same atom can be so cursed and used to produce, to remove poison and toxic from the human body, because that's what Centometry does. Remove all of those things that's compromising the cell with atoms. They're called particulates, polymers. They're much better than herbs. They have no negative energy in them. The negative energy has been removed. That's why they work.
Okay. All right. That's definitely for sure. Oh my God! You know, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health to you. He's from and Abdul Shaheed. Yeah, we know we're going to be shutting down early tonight simply because some of us are fasting. So we want to take into consideration those who are fasting at this particular time, and we got about 1:10, 1:15. I would say 20 minutes left, but we're going to begin to shut down and have Dr. Shaheed, you know, begin to share with us. I just wanted to say something. It's so much information that's available to us. And so it's best to just say, let me go to kindergarten first. Let me start at kindergarten, because when it comes to science, when it comes to quantum physics, when it comes to the health benefits, we never got that education.
So
we
didn't
get
we're
it.
Talking,
it went over our heads.
Yeah, we're talking about that. So you know, from a professional level, say from a high learned level, and some of it may not make sense to you. All I can say to you is this: start slowly. Get your mind in a state that agrees with what's being said, and don't let anything interfere with your ability to reason and proceed. The truth is the truth, and you know it when you hear it.
Absolutely.
You know here it affects the body a completely different way.
Yes.
So we want you to just pay attention. Don't let anything get in the way. Oh, I read this book. So-and-so said that. Doctor said this. But name me one doctor that told you about your body that has 200 cell types. Name me one doctor who's told you, one book that you picked up that told you about the 7,500 trillion cells that work together, integrated, and in order. All the systems. Name me one. And whoever told you that every organ in your body is a cell? Every organ, your tongue, your eyes, your ears, your hair, everything is a cell. Who's ever talked to you like this? And you know God has something. So guess what? You wouldn't have got here without the sperm cell and the egg cell, and
egg
they had
cell.
Enough atomic intelligence to create you. So if you're not talking cells to me, guess what? I'm gone. I got my track shoes on. I'm in the blocks ready to go. The name of it is cells. God said,
exactly.
"Be in that combustion between egg and sperm cell in the ov- oh man, ooh, I mean
all
I
of the
kidding.
Genetic material is was there present all of it. It went back to the very beginning, all over again. This process being repeated over and over and over, Brother Rashid.
And there's something you know the beautiful part about everything we said. How are we still here after everything they've done to us? How are we still here after 400 years of being in this country and generationally, genetically, being disconnected with ourselves and our relationship with the natural order thing? What mercy? When
that's
you say
what it is.
The most merciful Redeemer? Oh, my goodness. You can't even give proper credit to that. Because we're still here. And we have a chance to teach our children. You know, we have a chance to lead the generational wealth, which is called generational health, because without good health, there will be no wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, please raise your hand if you have a question, if you have something you want to say. You know, we're going to be cutting short, but I want you guys to understand why you're here on Tuesday. You're in medical school.
Mm-hmm.
You're in medical school. The pharmacist can only give you a pill. And then that pill or something's going to cause side effects. You're not going to get a side effect from the truth. You don't have to worry about unadulterated information. It's going to be unadulterated truth.
Absolutely.
Because it's about you. That's why we call it the science of who you are, the science of your health. It's scientific. What do we mean when we say scientific cooking? What do we mean by scientific thinking? We have a lot to learn, so the best thing for us to do is what most of us are doing right now, listening. Because sometimes I just have to shut up, guys. I'll be honest with you. And I just have to pay attention because every single word that we're talking about, if you go back and study the word, you have so many different subject matters that you get into.
Yes.
Oh, acetylcholine, the word, my God. If you only understood the effect. And I want you to do this before we get to the next question. Just tell us about if you don't have acetylcholine in your brain, what happens to the... Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Just one thing, how it affects your whole human behavior and disposition. Come on, brother, talk to me, man.
Brother Rashid, the acetylcholine is what helps to make us human. It's the neurotransmitter for intelligent. The human being must be intelligent. This is what separates us from the other creatures. This is what separates us from the creation, from the rest of the creation. Our intellect, our intelligence. Without acetylcholine, the animal will come forward in us. We are anima. And without acetylcholine, you'll see the anima. There are children at the age of 3 have stopped producing acetylcholine. because of the blood impurities in the mother blood when they was born and when they was in the womb, circulating back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the doctor didn't have a clue what was happening. But Syntomager knows. Acetylcholine is for intelligent, for learning. How can your children learn anything if they don't have acetylcholine? They can't pay attention. Acetylcholine is for paying attention, contemplating, considering, thinking. The best thing a human being can do is to think. We're missing out on all of these faculties, Brother Rashid. This is why we have mentally ill people running all over the place, and we're all in danger because they cannot produce acetylcholine for thinking, making excellent decisions. They will keep repeating mistakes over and over and over, even though every mental illness is reversible.
Yes,
produce
sir.
Acetylcholine, produce serotonin, and norepinephrine. Just those three neurotransmitters, Brother Rashid, we can lift the burden of our hereditary problems.
All right. I
know it's how important those neurotransmitters are. We can lift the burden. We become different people. But
long
they got us addicted to drugs and alcohol and chaotic eating,
yes, sir.
We cannot produce it. Our brain will be blocked from producing acetylcholine for paying attention, for being patient, for having empathy, for having a conscience. We see people do things, you know they don't have a conscience, Brother Rashid, every single day. Why? Because they cannot produce acetylcholine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. It takes those three neurotransmitters in order for a human to have a conscience. Without them, no conscience in that body, a shell of a human. An animal will come forward.
Are you talking about the walking dead?
That's absolutely true. We are under control of neurotransmitters, neurons, neurochemicals, hormones, enzymes. That's what controls human behavior. If we don't produce all these things in balance, we will not be human.
Well, you know,
I don't care what religion you're practicing. I do not care what religion you're practicing. You will not be human.
You know, and here's the thing about all that. So to answer the question of who wrote what book, and what doctor said, and what Jake said, or what, you know, this person said, you know, we don't have to even worry about that, what somebody else is saying. We're trying this out on our own, and we don't have to worry about what somebody else is telling us, because there's some good and bad in everything. Always remember that we're not putting anybody down. Everybody has a purpose, everybody shows a purpose, but most people have to drive you to you. If they don't drive you to you, then you're not practicing good science. So we want to get one more call
Rashid,
here. Yes,
Brother Rashid, we'll be writing the books. We will be the writers.
See?
That's all we have to do. Optimize our health. We'll be the writers and the educator of the future. Our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be the educator of the future.
Yes, sir. All right. Anyway, so one question I do want you to ask, if we get off, I'm going to take this one line real quick. I want you to talk about inadequate oxygen and chemical warfare, and you know where I'm going with this, the big old C word. We want to talk about that C word. Now, how many different C's in our body? I mean, C-A-N-C-E-R, on almost every single level, holding on down. So I want you to, you know, close out with that before I give you your closing remarks. I do want to understand, let people know, We have solved the criminal justice system, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We solved the criminal justice system. We have eliminated crime and violence, what we're talking to you about today. And you have to pay attention now. You have to do some research. You have to study and understand where we're coming from. But neurotransmitters?
Yes, that's it.
That work alone should keep you going for the rest of the week until next Tuesday. I'm telling you. Neurotransmitters. So let's take this one call here real quick. We have over here, here's one of our favorites, 111111. Forgive us for being so long getting to you. It's just so much to talk about. Please state your name.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam, Sister Amira. How you doing?
Yes, I was about to give up. Maybe they're not going to get to me.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But one question I want to ask is, what does symptometry have for men to produce better outcomes? You know, it's always about the woman. You know, men need to have good, how can I say? I'm trying to think of something other
men
than saying
they need to have healthy sperm, strong sperm
count, too. Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I would. What does symptometry
have?
That
the women have. We're not just talking about the mothers. The father
okay.
also must eat scientific, live scientific. It takes both. We are a pair.
Yes, it does.
We are a pair.
Yes,
and
we are.
And it takes both of us to get the child here. I don't care what the
exactly.
other people talk about.
Exactly. That's what. That was why I asked that question. And also, the other thing is, I got the article because today I helped somebody go and find out about getting benefits. A friend of mine's spouse had a stroke, and you know, they needed my advice on, you know, where to go to get some help. So I spent part of the day doing that, taking them to, you know, the group that can help them. And the other part I saw about something that had to do with health insurance. But I just wanted to mention, you know, how do we deal with, because this everything goes back to mental health, you know.
Yes, everything.
With all of this. And we need to really focus on the fact that that's why a lot of these marriages are not working out, because so much
will work out.
That happens goes back to the mental health of the two parties. And I'll hang up and listen. Just, you know, address that a little if you can. I know we're winding down, but that was it.
Thank you so much. Let me get this one call in. I think it's still open. He may just have got the first one. We have 219-617. 219-617, please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Halima Bilal. I'm calling from Gary, Indiana.
All right.
I am the counterpart to my husband that called earlier. The question that I had to ask was, what do you use in order to detox the cells on a cellular level, and what is the regimen that we should use in order to maintain?
Excellent question.
All right, go ahead. You want to answer that?
Maintenance and upkeep that we've been talking about the whole program.
Yes.
No one told us that our body is high maintenance, and these are the things that we have to do the rest of our life. Is high maintenance. That is the maintenance and the upkeep, because we eat food every day. These are the things that we have to do.
Yes, but I want to know, what do we use to detox on the cellular
I'm getting ready to tell you. There's four methods. There's four methods to remove the blood impurities, and there's hundreds of blood impurities. That's everywhere. There's four methods to remove these things, and we've always talked about those things on the show. They are called particulates. You can do your own research.
Yes, I wrote that down. I wrote those two down, but I thought perhaps you could give me a supplement. I know Hirataki is a good supplement to use to cleanse the blood. So
no supplement can do what we're talking about.
No supplement?
We're talking about particulates. Those are atoms, subatomic particles.
Okay.
There's a whole other level. If the toxin and the poison that circulate in that blood are not minimized and removed, the person will never cure their disease. We keep circulating and transferring more toxin throughout the body. And this is what happens.
Uh-huh.
So we will have to remove and keep reducing the blood impurities. And we must use subatomic particles. Subatomic particles are those particles that make up the atom. Electrons, protons, positrons, neutrons. This is what we're talking about.
You know, you may have to.
Everything in the universe is made from atoms. So that's what we use, what we're made of, what the atoms are made of, to remove the garbage, the concretion, the blood impurities from our blood, from our organs, from our tissue. Just to say detox, that's not enough. You use molecules for that. Molecules are too small to go into the cells. It takes atoms to enter the cells. In order to do what we're talking about, that's what must happen. There's no therapeutic that use these things except cytometry. So in order to get them, you have to come to cytometry. And it's a simple science. But they have been used in step. The first person who used particulates or polymers, subatomic particles, goes back to Dr. Samuel Hahnemann. He's the father of homeopathic medicine. That was in the 1700s, sister, 1700. And they have been licensed for use in the United States since 1934.
Can you spell his last name, please, sir?
Samuel Hahnemann. Just Google it. It'll come up. H-A-H-N-A-N-M-A-N-N. Dr. Samuel Hahnemann. Let me spell it again for you, slowly.
H.
Okay, you ready? H.
Yeah.
A. H. M. N. A. N. N. Hahnemann.
No.
H-A. Somebody is talking it behind you, please. Spell it again, sir. So it's a woman. She's speaking in behind you. And
well, they must have their mic open or something. So they shouldn't be speaking. But H-A-H-M-A-N-N. First name, Hahnemann.
Thank you.
He was a surgeon.
Uh-huh.
He got tired of performing unnecessary surgery.
Okay.
And he was the first person to come up with the concept of using atoms to create the energy necessary to dissolve concretion, poison, and toxin in a person. They're called particulates. P-A-R-T-I-C-U-L-A-T-E. Okay? Those particulates create the heat and the thermal energy and the electrical energy to dissolve the bonds that hold these things together. They hold together toxic, poison, venom, concretion, gouty deposit, cholesterol deposit, calculus, marble, gravel, sand, stone. All these things will be in the human body. And no herb will remove these things.
Okay.
And these are the methods in which you're able to use these particular. This is the method. Number one is ionization. Now, what is ionization? Just briefly, I'm going to just go try to run through these four methods. This is what move these poison from my body. Ionization is a process involving heating ions of metals such as mercury, iron, nickel, copper, calcium, and strong acid ions to break the bond on the poison. See, those things are held together by bonds. That's what hold together atoms, bonds. Chemical bond, ionic bond, hydrogen bond, all these things. That is ionization. So that's oxygenated blood can resume. Oxygenated blood must flow everywhere in order for the cell to be nourished. Also, for the body to be replaced, it takes granulation, a process called granulation. I can break all that down, but we don't have time.
No,
but
just say it, and I can break it down. Just tell me the four. I'll break it down.
Hydrolysis is the second one. And you need to come to cytometry and become a student. This
yes,
is what I decided
sir.
To do, and this is what
yes,
needs
sir.
To happen. We're going to share just a moment how you can do that. The second one is hydrolysis. That's the process involving producing ancillary enzymes ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance to continuously add water to bonds and blockages until they disintegrate, enabling the flow of oxygenated blood to resume. It's all about the flow of oxygenated blood moving at the speed of light in order for the cells to be nourished. This is what must happen. The next process is called oxidation. That's the process involving applying heat to oxygen, which in turn burns away bonds, entanglement, engorgement, and blockages in the blood vessels, allowing for the flow of oxygenated blood to resume and granulation to take place. Without granulation, no disease would be cured. I don't care what they tell you. Doesn't matter. The last process is electrolytic dissociation. It's a process involving heating electrolytes, there are 8 of them, which in turn use electrical energy to dissolve bonds and blockages in order for oxygenated blood to circulate again. These are the things that must happen. This is how you sanitize the blood and blood impurity from the person so that the smooth flow of blood at the speed of light, this is how the cells are nourished, all 75 trillion of them, oxygenated blood. Without oxygenated blood, the condition for cancer is set up so cancer will spontaneously come into existence without oxygen everywhere. And here, but it's the thing. Oxygen does not circulate freely in the human body. It must be accompanied with certain nutrients. It must be accompanied with something. And these are the things that symptoms have uncovered. So those are the four processes, sister. And just keep coming back and listening. We're going to give our contact information and also refer a website that we can go to and learn even more. But there's a school that we now have that can teach us about the foundation of health come from the cell. That school is called the American School of Symptometry. In almost 2 years now, we've been sharing this information. So maybe it began to fall on the right ears. We hope so. Yes,
well, I thank you.
All diseases are curable. It's up to the person. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening, and we certainly thank you for your question.
And whatever you do, please pass this information on. And we're going to be here short on here, guys. We want to get this done as soon as possible. So we're going to give out some brief information. And we are going to – your phone number is available. We're going to give you a phone number. The website is available, and the books are available. So you'll be able to continue education. So once you give us your closing remarks, my good brother, and we'll go from there. And we'll be back next Tuesday. Now, tomorrow we will not have anything going on because it's Eid for – the host who gives their show tomorrow, and he does not broadcast on any type of celebration. So he will not be on tomorrow, but he will be on Thursday. And we will be here for Juma Prayer on Friday and Sunday, Words Make People, and back again next week. Bring a friend, bring a relative, bring somebody with you because this information is valuable. You cannot put a price on it. So if you can give us the closing remarks, brother, ma'am, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We want to end up by saying that symptometric science, this is what we've been speaking about. It is the science that considers the human being to be made of nutrients and resources. That's what the human being is made. And these nutrients and resources come from the ecosystem. Therefore, if a system is malfunctioning, they must be repaired with unadulterated nutrients and resources from the ecosystem, not from drugs, not from herbs. This makes the ecosystem a life support system. This is what symptoms you have discovered, Brother Rashid. That's what we want to end up with. The ecosystem. This is where we get our water, our food, our air, everything. Very important. So we'd like to leave with our contact information. If you have a need to contact us, you may reach us by calling 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com, and Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Please visit this website. This is the website for the American School of Symptometry, not for profit, and it is amsos.org. Simply go there, click on About Us, click on Attica, and you'll be amazed, brother and sister. You'll be amazed. Also, we have a program on AM 360 every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us by participating with us as well by dialing into 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 from 5 to 7 p.m. every Monday on AM 360. We also have a program every Saturday and Sunday morning called Morning Tylene. We speak about an hour about health. Please join us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And all you have to do is dial into this number, 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. If you have Free Compass Call app or you have a free account with Free Compass Call, you can see us live as we share information about Optimal Health. Brother and sister, there's a program that's being offered at the American School of Symptometry at rock bottom $350. It's for the month of July, but it's more than half off if you register for this course before July 1st. Before July 1st. The cost of the course is $150, but you get a coach's code from me, the Certified Symptometry Health Coach, you can reduce it by another $25. So for $125, you can have 4 weeks in July, classes at the American School of Symptometry, dealing with, number one, correlation diagnostic. Very important topic. Very important concept. You don't want to miss out on. Symptometry cardiocentric concept. How the heart is the center. How the heart is the center for curing our diseases. It is the heart, brothers and sisters, very important. But there's a concept in symptometry called symptometry cardiocentric concept. Understand what that's all about. You can contact me or go to the website, and you can gather this information about how to register for this course for during the month of July. The month of July, starting July 8th. July 15th, July 22nd, and July the 29th, all on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. That is Central Time, the time of the course. I think that's maybe about it, Brother Rashid. You have certainly enjoyed sharing again on the science of health and you. We look forward to next week, same time, same station. Matter of fact, we can't wait.
All right.
I appreciate you. You're great. Thank you. And I'm like,
we'll get a chance to talk with you all next Tuesday.
Okay.
And you have the phone 678-572-7269 to Abu Shaheed, and he gave you all that he can in a short period of time. So all we can tell you to do is wake up. Think a new way. Maybe somebody will
be everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. Change it now, just you and me.